all kinds of requests. Good morning, angels. This morning it's my pleasure to welcome Koriana Nel. Môre, Koriana. Welkom in die ateljee.
Môre, baie dankie, Martin.
Ek kom jou te sien. Vertel gou vir ons van jou dogter Joanne.
Ja, Joanne is op 'n vroeë ouderdom gediagnoseer met reumatoid artritis. En haar hele lewe deur is Joanne deur baie pyn. Baie mense het haar gelos. En ja, sy is geboelie op skool, onderwysers, kinders. En jy moet my elke aand die trane afvee. En jy moet maar...
Ja, ek hoor jou. Maar voor ons daarby uitkom, sê gou vir my, verduidelik vir my, wat is die wat veroorsaak dit in haar lewe? Wat is die challenges?
Die challenges is dat Joanne as gevolg van die artritis het sy disabilities.
Ja.
Die gewriggie swel, sy kan nie lekker loop nie, sy mis baie skool.
Okay.
So met die stadium wat sy uit die rolstoel uitgekom het, waddel sy so van een kant aan die ander kant. Kinders tel het op hulle spot. Gesiggie swel op van die kortison. Daai tipe van goed. So ja, die kinders is maar ongenadig in die skool. Maar so het Joanne groot geword. En, maar die kinders hou nie op nie. Op hierdie stadium is dit maar meestal kinders wat dink, praat voordat hulle dink.
Is dit?
Ja, en in die aande, môreoggend kom jy in die kamer en is jy klaar rooi gehuil.
Ja.
Maar sy wys dit nie vir die wêreld nie. As jy vir Joanne vra gaan dit, het sy altyd die smile op haar gesig.
Oh,
dit gaan goed, dankie.
It's can be so cruel, hey? You noticed.
Very much so.
Yeah. It's can be so, so cruel.
And you know, I always say this around parenting as well, that we must be very careful. I know I don't have any kids, but I have so many younger siblings. To reiterate that to them and to make it part of the conversation that you can't walk around spewing things at people because it affects them. And even saying to them, would you like it if I said that to you and I'm a bit older than you and I keep bullying you about it? Because I don't think sometimes it registers.
Because they copy.
The psychological effect it has on someone for the rest of their lives sometimes.
And social media doesn't help.
No.
Mm-mm.
They see that kind of bullying. Mm. Mense wat praat voor hulle dink, tik voor hulle dink, happens all the time and they think it's normal.
Mm.
It's been normalized in a way. So I do feel for her. And that's the same for any kid. And I'm guessing for someone in her position, it's even worse.
Yeah.
This erger.
Mense verstaan dit nie. Hulle sien wat hulle op daai stadium sien. Mm. Jy sien agter die skerms. Jy
yes.
sien wat by die huis gebeur.
Ja.
Maar by die voor ander mense het sy altyd hierdie front wat sy voorhou, hierdie brave girl, stark girl. Dit is hoekom sy ook altyd gekies soos met die treiskomitee by die skool. Weet, sy het empatie met mense.
Die watse komitee?
Trace komitee.
Trace, tell me about that.
Transforming Racial Attitudes Committee. Dis 'n ding by hulle skool.
Oh.
Sy was die voorsitter en ek was baie trots op haar. Sy het dit baie goed hanteer.
Because she has great insight, compassion, understanding and a great intolerance for prejudice.
Ja. Okay. Asof die pyn haar net daai bietjie ouer maak, hy bietjie meer volwasse maak.
Okay. Het sy van skool verander?
Sy was in 'n paar skole.
Okay.
Die eerste skool moes ons haar uithaal, want die rolstoel, weet jy, kon net nie oral bykom nie.
Okay.
Toe het ons haar na 'n skool toe gevat wat alles op grondvlak is, en maar dit was nie CAPS curriculum nie. En om te gaan swat, dit maak het moeilik as jy in die CAPS curriculum of IB of die erkende. Toe sy na Maranatha Christian School toe en dit het absoluut haar lewe verander. Kinders het gekies om Engels te gaan. So dit was van daar Joanne se lewe regtig begin.
Now you wrote to us for a very specific reason because it's now the matric farewell season.
Baie belangrik.
Slaats nou, ja. En jy is al die ander mamas, jy wil die beste. And you've been looking out for her and you've been fighting for her and you've done your best to protect her, but now comes the time where you want her to have that special moment without any negative verstaan jy en sê dit nie, die boyfriend gaan nie saam met haar nie.
Nee, die boyfriend het besluit dit is te veel. Joanne se situasie pas nou nie regtig nie, ja.
So he is out.
Yeah, I said. Okay.
And then the backup was, is it al broers?
Ja, daar is verskeie vriende.
Okay.
Ja, maar hulle het almal nou hulle eie ding aan en Joanne, die rejection ding is nou...
It's too much.
Too much. Om een actual ou by die matriek afskeid te.
Is there a lot of pressure, Lies?
No, it's just like you have no idea because like I just said earlier on, baie belangrik. At this point in your life, matriek, it is the most important thing.
Yeah.
And you know, as much as parents and adults around you say, ach, there's going to be more, there's going to be your 21st, your wedding.
Mm-mm.
For now, that is it. It shoes its hair, its makeup, its partners, and partners are very important.
And you used the very important word there, rejection, which is, how old is she now?
19.
19-year-old girl going to matric farewell, it's a big thing.
It's a huge thing.
To be rejected once when it comes to getting a date for matric farewell, and then maybe a second time and so on, that's a massive thing.
Yeah, you're okay after that. Like, yay, full my, you know what? Ek kan hom alleen loop. Of ek kan maar choma. Ja,
ja. En wat het sy toe nou gedoen? Wie vat sy saam met haar matriek dans toe?
Ja, sy vat vir Chantay saam.
En Chantay is haar bestie.
Chantay, weet jy wat, hulle kom nou al 13 jaar.
Is dit?
Ja, en die twee kan stout saam wees. Chantay is nou baie skaam en baie maglum as ek kan stout wees. Ja.
Fantastic. Man. I don't know about you, but I cannot wait to meet Joanne and Chantay.
Same.
All right.
Same.
Going to this matric farewell together, we'll pick up the story with them and you'll meet them next. When you wake up in the morning, wake up with your morning family. I'll be by your side. Breakfast with Martin Bester.